Welcome. I'm Danielle Sally.
And I'm Eva Foussaud.
And you're listening to Ghost Boss, stories about the freelance afterlife. Hey, Ghosty. She's still not accepting it, but you all have selected it. Oh, that's...
Did you plan that?
No, it just came out of my
Outstanding.
Mouth.
Outstanding.
Keeping it.
Outstanding.
Hey, Eva.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I feel very bonita today.
So our listeners now know from the last episode that we did not rank ourselves as besties, but like bestie.
Right, right.
But we spent a lot of time together.
Yes.
Past weekend.
Yes.
Because we are fresh off of Richmond.
We are.
We attended the AAF District 3 conference in Richmond. It was hosted at the VCU Brand Center, which I liked it.
I like when you talk about these things because you just naturally know. I'd be like, and we were at, and then we did, and you're like, we were here. So yeah.
I'm good at intros. You're good at rambling.
We're doing great.
That's why we work well together.
Yin and yang.
So I really liked it. They had some great speakers.
They did.
Including us.
Including us. The best was us.
The best yet. No, man, they had some great content.
Yeah.
I was really, really proud of District 3. They did a great job. And part of that, they also did it with, this is the first year they've done this. They usually have their professional development, their leadership conference in August. This year,
that was camp.
That was
for everybody who's heard me complain about camp. The last time they made me sleep outside.
And we ended that.
No, that's right. Never again.
So now they do it in April, which is a smart time to do it because they're also doing it with National Student Advertising Competition, which, like the American Advertising Awards, is a three-tier competition. But they start with districts.
Yeah.
And so District 3 had theirs. I think they had about seven schools competing.
There were a lot of students there.
There were a lot of students there. And they're fully in on their student competition.
Yeah.
And we're all in our professional competition.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're like, what are those old people doing here?
But hey, I wore a crop top.
Yeah.
I have tattoos.
I hope they thought we were one. No, they didn't.
I look cool.
They didn't think we were one of them.
I did not know. It's fine. I don't need you to think I'm your age. I just need you to think that I'm cool for my age.
I would love for them to think. Actually, you know what was cool? It sounds like it's going to sound like I'm bragging about myself. I don't mean
us.
To.
No. Never.
But what was really cool is District 3 awarded me the Legion of Excellence Award.
Yes.
And
congratulations again.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's a very high award in the district level. And it's unique to District 3. And I've seen some of my mentors get this award. So it's kind of hard to process that now I have it. But what was really cool is the district usually does it at a leadership conference if they give one away.
Give one away.
Award one.
They just give it away.
That's what I felt like.
They just yeet it into the crowd.
You'll get it this year, Danielle. But it was cool for me because I did it during NSAC.
Yeah.
So having all the students around.
Yeah.
And I specifically remember, one, it was cool having them all cheer for me. And I don't know if they know me, but I like,
they
that's
don't know
cool.
you, but that's okay.
They might think I'm cool in this moment. But I was walking back to my seat after getting it. One of them gave me the little heart hands. But in their way, you know, not the millennial way, like their way of doing the young heart hands. And I was like, okay, now I'm cool.
You're cool.
Now I'm cool. I just got heart hands from this soon to be advertising professional. And it made my day. So student that gave me heart hands, thank you. Because now I feel cool.
Nobody gave me heart hands. That's okay.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Maybe we could have given, I should have given them back.
No, no, you're fine. Accept your heart hands.
Yes, I accepted it.
No, it's great.
So
it's great.
So, well, that makes an excellent segue to today's conversation.
There we go.
And let the rambling begin.
Let the rambling begin. And this, I actually texted you about this like a week or two ago. And
yeah.
I was like, hey, we should do an episode on school. Like what influenced us to pick the schools that we went to, the big differences between the two schools that you and I went to, all that kind of stuff. And then we were talking about it a little bit at Richmond. We didn't want to spoil too much for the pod, but we talked a little bit about it.
Yeah.
And then my phone has heard me say SCAD so many times, talking to you over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's like Beetlejuice. If you say it enough times, it'll show up in your algorithm.
Yeah.
I'm on SCAD TikTok now.
I love it.
So I got some videos this morning that I'm like, I've been out of school.
Probably some good gems on there.
Yeah, no. So I would love to see what else it brings me.
Yeah.
So anyways, so what we're going to talk about today is Danielle went to SCAD, also known as the Savannah College of Art and Design. I just assume everybody knows what SCAD stands for.
I assume if you're in this industry,
I think people outside of it do, too.
Well, you know, if you're my grandmother, she liked to tell people that I went to Savannah College of Arts and Crafts, which isn't wrong.
I have a feeling some of your classes may have qualified.
A lot of them were. Most were above, but I just always appreciated it. Yeah. And then she would go on to tell people I was an architecture student. I was like, nah, that's still wrong, but I love you.
Right. Well, it's an art school. So like you went to an art school. Yes. And then I went to the University of South Carolina.
Yeah.
The real USC.
You're going to piss off all the Trojans. And I'm okay with that.
Well, so I'm gonna say it. I'll say it right now. I'll do my ramble right here. We were a university before the state of California was a state.
Hey.
As an Indigenous person who is from California,
yeah,
who was born in San Francisco,
yeah,
most of my family still lives in California.
Yeah.
I went to the real USC because this university was established only 3 years after my tribe had first contact with the Spanish.
Boom. So, mic dropping.
I'm going to say it with my whole chest.
I love it.
And if you would like to talk to me about it, I will find a parking lot and we will discuss it outdoors.
You can at her at Eva Fusaw Creative. No.
Get in my DMs about it. I'm not backing down.
I don't think you should back down.
So anyways, yes, I went to the real USC.
Yes.
Danielle went to SCAD.
Yes.
So
the real SCAD.
The real SCAD. Do y'all have a not real SCAD?
No, they're all real.
Yeah. Are they? Is there another? There are other SCADs.
So when I was there, we have there's a Savannah campus. There's the Lacoste campus.
They have an Atlanta campus now.
There is now an Atlanta campus that was started up around the time when I was going to SCAD.
Okay.
I don't know if there still is. There was a Hong Kong campus at some point.
I think so.
So there are other SCADs, but I was the OG.
Yes. Because I looked at, we'll get into this too. I looked at SCAD for grad school.
Yes.
And ended up not doing that. So we'll unpack that. So
we can unpack. I have feelings on grad school and when it's appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I have a reason. Like I have very real reasons why I thought I wanted to go. And then I ended up not going. And I'm very happy that I didn't go. But I know a lot of people who do need it for what they do in their profession. Right. But I know a lot of people who don't need it.
Right.
And so particularly when we get to that part, because I'm not going to get into that right now. But if you are listening to this and you are thinking about grad school as a creative, if you're just early on in your career, or I was going to go back like 4 or 5 years after I'd started working.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a timeline issue at all. I have thoughts for you.
Yes.
And Danielle probably echoes a lot of those thoughts.
Probably. Maybe for once.
Or maybe.
Well, we agree on a lot. Don't.
We are just different people, but we agree on a lot of
stuff. When it comes to things like this, yes, we do tend to agree a lot.
So who do you want? Do you want to start by telling everybody how you got to Savannah, or should I start by telling everybody how I got to Columbia?
Sure. No, I can start because what was interesting is when you were texting me about it, I had to go back and unlock a memory in my brain.
Oh.
Because I was like, how did I?
I know how I got there.
Yeah. I couldn't remember in that moment. And I realized it all started with really one teacher from my high school.
Okay.
Her name was Miss Groom.
Yeah.
And she was the best, the absolute best.
Yeah.
It was one of those classes where, like, you know, we'd do mock interviews and we'd figure out our majors. Cause when I was in high school, we had to pick a major.
Back up one more second.
Yes.
Because I have made my, how I got to where I am speech many times.
Yes.
So I'm going to make sure you touch on all the touch points.
Okay. I'll do that.
What state did you go to high school in?
West Virginia.
Okay. So far away from Savannah.
Far away from Savannah.
Got it.
About 9 hours, or probably 8 hours. 8 hours now. No, cars are better now.
Oh, I was like, did they build another road?
The speed limits went up.
Okay. Anyway, so you're in West Virginia.
So I'm in West Virginia and I had this class. And back when I was in high school, we technically had to pick a major.
Okay.
Which was
interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting because testing wise, I should have been in science.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's obviously a part of me that makes sense, but I always gravitated more towards the arts.
Yeah.
And she always saw me. I was always sketching in class and particularly hand-drawn type.
Okay.
And she saw this.
Yeah.
And she introduced me to graphic design. She said, do you know that there is a career and technical college in our county?
Mm-hmm.
You could go there when you're a junior and senior.
Mm-hmm.
You spend half your day there. You take the bus there in the morning or at lunch, depending if you're junior or senior. You spend half your day there and you'll build up a certificate in graphic design.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
And so I did that, fell in love with it.
Sure.
And I was like, this is what I'm meant to do. Because
you're meant to be here.
I'm meant to be here.
Yeah.
This was my space. And if it weren't for her, I probably wouldn't have even thought of it. But she was also the one that told me about SCAD. And my family, we spent a lot of vacations down in Hilton Head.
Yep. And then
right next door. Right next door. So when I was looking at SCAD, we decided I think it was a spring break, maybe. We decided to go to Tybee Island.
Yep.
And while we were there, we decided, okay, let's look around SCAD, get a feel for it. I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with Savannah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. It just felt like the right city for me. It's not a huge city. It's a small city. It's very pedestrian friendly. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to worry about a car, right, which was nice.
It's beautiful.
And so I looked into it and I decided this is the one. This one will be. So my options that I was looking at was going to be SCAD. Mm-hmm. My other option I was looking at, art institutes were real big.
Oh yeah. We're about the same age. Yes. I recall.
They were huge. And where I was doing my graphic design classes, I could have actually gotten credit if I went to an art institute because they would transfer credits. Oh. SCAD was really particular transferring credits. I know a lot of people that went there for grad school, and we'll get into that later. A lot of the credits would not transfer.
I looked at SCAD for grad school, but also I'm not surprised that SCAD's a little fussy about stuff.
They are fussy about it. They are.
And part of it, I think it's because they can be. Like, they can be fussy about stuff.
Yeah. They want to make sure you learn that foundation there. And that's fine. And so anyway, so that was one of the reasons that the Art Institute, specifically Pittsburgh, just because location-wise, and it was not too far from home. So I looked into Pittsburgh. And then if I didn't get either of those, I was going to look into Marshall University just because it was close to home.
Yeah.
But I landed on SCAD. I got accepted. And it was, I don't know. I just can't imagine going to any other college. It was just the perfect college experience for me. Aww. And I'm grateful for that. So Miss Groom is no longer with us. She has passed away. But the thing I'm grateful about is that the last time I saw her was actually at my best friend's dad's funeral.
Aww.
And she came and she was supportive. And I reached out to her on Facebook Messenger and I reached out and I just said, thank you, because I think everyone should go back and thank their teachers about, especially the ones that point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I reached out to her and I was like, I am having such a successful career.
Yeah.
And that started with you. I'm just very grateful that I had the opportunity to reach out to her before she passed away so that she knew the impact that she had on just one student's life.
Yeah.
So, that's why you unlocked such a core memory for me simply by asking, how did I decide on SCAD?
Yeah. I love that you have such like a great like touch point and a person to talk about, because part of why, and I'm going to start at the beginning, but this is a little side note. Part of why I thought I wanted to go to grad school for a while is because for a very long time, I thought I wanted to teach. Like I thought I wanted to like teach like full academia, tenure track.
And I will say that's like the one thing, like if you want to go in and teach.
Oh yeah. You have to.
You have to.
Yeah.
But that's kind of
you need that level of education.
Course, yeah. Of course, go to grad school then.
And there's a couple of reasons why I didn't go right away. And that deviation ended up influencing my career to not teach. But part of why I always wanted to teach was because I wanted to be impactful and influence.
You wanted to be that person that made someone cry on a podcast when they were close to 40.
I didn't know what a podcast was because I don't think we had podcasts yet when I was thinking about it. And now that is part of why like I really enjoy like going and speaking to students and like I'm doing portfolio review for the art school here on Friday. And that fulfills that part of me that always wanted to like connect with people that are in school and still figuring out who they want to be. I only applied to one school.
You know, I know I said I had backups, but I did only apply to the one and I got in. So I was like, oh, good. I don't have two other applications.
Yeah. I only applied to one school because only one school fit all the criteria.
Yeah.
And I had three criteria. So I grew up in South Carolina and I had an absurd amount of in-state money, like so much in-state money.
That helps.
And particularly you have to think about like, I'm the first person in my family to go to college. My parents have education. My mom went to like a business school.
Yeah.
And my dad was an engineer. But in the 50s, you didn't have to go to college to get a job. Also, first off, engineers are born. They're credentialed by formality. But you were born an engineer or not.
Yeah.
I can say that.
I would agree with that.
There's a lot of engineers in my family. And so like my dad would like work for a little bit and they'd go to school for like a semester for something specific and work a little bit. And so like, you know, he had this like really impressive career that spanned several decades and patented stuff and like did really influential work like in his industry. And then like we like took all of his credits to a college and he didn't even have like the equivalent of a bachelor's degree. He was pretty close.
Yeah.
So when I tell people like I'm the first person in my family to go to college, what I mean is not that like I came from parents that weren't educated in any capacity. They were.
Right.
But I was the first one to in high school. We are going to pick a major and we're going to pick a school.
Yeah.
And I'm going to move away. Right. And that is a very different experience.
Yeah, completely.
So I had a bunch of in-state money. At this point, I am assuming I'm going to go to grad school. I know I'm going to get my master's. I do not know if I'm going to get my PhD, but I know I'm going to get my master's.
Yeah.
And I know that those things are expensive and it's harder to get money for that. You have to secure funding in a very different way than like scholarship money. So I was like, I'm going to stay in state and use all my scholarship money now and try to get out of undergrad with no debt.
There you go.
So that's metric one. So yep. I am constrained to the cities, to universities in the state.
Right.
Metric two, I want to go to journalism school. I want to be a designer, but I want to go to journalism school. At the time, there were only two journalism programs.
Okay.
There's more now. Because I think like, I know Claflin has one now, but at the time it was USC.
Yes.
Which has one of the best journalism schools on the East Coast, or Winthrop.
Oh, okay.
Which is in Rock Hill.
Yeah.
And so my third metric was I didn't want to live anywhere smaller than where I lived.
That's fair.
At the time, people are going to tell me, they've told me, Rock Hill's bigger than Aiken.
I think I said this to you.
You were not the only person who said that. At the time, they were very comparably sized. And also what I meant was like, I also did not want to move to Clemson. Like I didn't want to move. I wanted to move to a city.
Yeah.
I wanted to be in a big city. I did not want to be anywhere that was even like closely sized to where I was. And I did not really want to move to a college town. Rock Hill's not a college town, but it's a town with a college in it, but yes. It is not like Clemson is a college town.
You wanted a city with a college in it.
That's right.
Not a college or not a city that is
centered around the college.
Yes. Thank you. Like, what is the word I'm looking for?
I like big cities. I like the anonymity of a lot of people and just a lot of stuff happening. And then my fourth metric, which if I had to compromise on it, I could have. I wanted to go to a big school. I was willing to not go to a big school if all the other metrics were met.
Okay.
But like, if you look at, I have to stay in state. I want to go to a journalism program and I want to live in either Charleston or Columbia.
Those were your options, right?
I guess I could have also looked at Greenville. Greenville wasn't as big then as it is now.
Right.
So I'm moving to Columbia.
Yes.
And ultimately, I think even if the city had not been a factor, I would have chosen Columbia because I was able to minor in graphic design, whereas I don't know that Winthrop had that.
Right.
I don't know. I didn't look at it. Like, sure. I was like, I'm moving to Columbia.
You're like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah. Like, I knew before I was finished with my junior year that I was going to use, or maybe not. Maybe I applied for early acceptance, so as early as I could. Maybe I applied as a junior and I knew at the beginning of my senior year where I was moving to Columbia. So that's how I ended up in Columbia.
Nice.
So I go to journalism school. I liked living in Columbia. I liked the city.
Yeah.
Campus is in the middle of downtown. I've always loved it. And so, yeah, that's how I ended up here.
I love it.
All right. So I'm in journalism school.
Yes.
And I'm talking to all my professors about going to grad school. I graduate. I work for 3 to 5 years. I am in the process of going back to school. I'm in the process of applying to SCAD in the spring of 2010. Mm-hmm. Which is when everything had fallen apart. The economy was a mess.
Oh, it was horrible.
Like just lots of different things were happening, but I was like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. I also think part of why I wanted to go to grad school. And I think a lot of people do it this way. I was in school for a long time and I was good at being in school. So then I was like, well, I'll just stay in school forever.
Yeah.
Like right. I'll just be in school.
There
and
are
then
people
I'll teach
like
school.
That though. They're like, I just love school. I'm going to stay in it.
So when I applied, I was looking at a couple different programs. I was looking at SCAD. UC Berkeley has a good journalism program that I was looking at, and I was looking at UT Austin. And so I also felt like if I was going to go back, I was going to make it count.
Right.
Which also meant I was going to spend a lot of money.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the entire plan that I was like, I'm going to move to Savannah because it's, I think I can get into any one of these programs. Mm-hmm. It is the closest by.
Yeah.
It is the cheapest out of the three cities I'm looking at. And it really lets me specialize in things that like, I wish I'd been able to do in undergrad.
Sure.
Going to a large, now I don't regret going to a big state university for my education, because I also want to get into like, I want to compare courses in a minute.
It's fine. You said you wanted that. We'll get into that after this.
So, but the entire plan of me moving to Savannah hinged on the fact that I had to keep working like up until the day that I left.
Yeah.
And then I lost my job and I had no money. And I remember talking.
Which makes grad school hard.
It makes very hard. Like I had like no money.
Yeah.
And I'd like, for a while there, if you wanted to get engaged, you should be my roommate because I had like, I was in like, I was a bridesmaid 9 times in like yeah. 6 years. And so I'd also recently moved out by
which
myself.
Is maybe more expensive than going to college. Uh-huh.
Yes. So like, anyways, I lose my job. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Yeah. I end up getting some freelance work. That freelance work then offered me a full-time job. And so when I should have been moving to, like I stopped my application. I stopped everything sure. that I was doing. Because I didn't know what I was going to do. And I was like, well, I'll put this on hold for a year. And then a year later, I was like in a management position as a full-time designer. Yeah. And then I realized like, maybe I just wanted to go back to school because number one, the economy sucked. And like, I didn't really like my
right?
job. And,
yeah.
like, and I think a lot of people went back to school
they
in that
did.
08 to 2011 mm-hmm. like timeframe. And then two, I was like, I think I had this vision in my head of like what I wanted to do. But now that I've just been working, I actually really just like working.
Yeah.
And so now I just work. And so I tell people all the time, I'm like, I didn't go to grad school. I always thought I did. If you told me from the age of like 13 to like 24 that I was never going to go,
right.
I would have been shocked because that was part of my plan. But I'm ultimately glad I didn't. It would not have been a waste of my time.
Yeah.
I would have gained a lot of insight. My work would have improved a lot faster. It would have been great. It would have been a waste of money for me, to be yeah. honest with you. And that is true of any school because it would have been 2 or 3 years of me spending money and not working.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would have impacted my career as a professional. I can say as somebody who has hired people and been part of the hiring process, we don't necessarily care if you have a master's degree or not. We care right. what your book looks
That's
like.
That's kind of my whole thing is if you're considering going for your master's, mm-hmm. I have always been in the boat unless you think that you want to teach.
If you want to teach, just ignore everything we've
ignore
said.
Ignore everything.
You have to go do that. And you're on a different path than
That's
what Danielle
a different
and I
path.
Do.
If you are not looking at that, you really need to think about the fact, like, do I need this master's degree? One, it's just expensive.
And some people look at college as like an experience, and it is an experience.
It is completely.
But I have always looked at college pragmatically. Like, this is preparing me for a job.
Yeah.
And graduate school would have not improved
exactly.
my job prospects.
And that was one of the things I loved about SCAD is they truly educate in a way that they're preparing every single degree mm-hmm. for a career, not for a job.
It's in their tagline.
For a career.
Right?
It's in the tagline.
Right.
So for me, getting a master's, if I have someone applying for a job mm-hmm. and there's someone with a master's and someone with a bachelor, and I'm looking at their books, and the one with a bachelor's degree has a far better book, has far more experience, mm-hmm. I'm going with that one.
Yep.
I love that for you, that you have a master's
great.
Degree.
That's great.
But your portfolio
is
what counts
yep.
in this degree, in this industry.
Yep.
So I'd rather someone with a super strong book. I'd rather someone with a lot of experience
yeah.
over a master's degree or
right.
not.
Right.
Again, unless you're going in the teaching, then ignore
then
everything.
Then ignore us.
So I want to go back to your college size.
Because I want to compare two things. Because we talked a little bit about this the other night and then we yelled, save it for the pod.
Yeah, because I asked you and you told me and my mouth dropped.
I went to a big school.
You went to a big school.
I did.
And just tell them how many people on average.
Well,
you can do the breakdown of classes,
yeah,
like studio versus lecture or whatever. How many people were in your classes?
So my freshman year, half my classes had 300 students.
Stop.
In 300.
I'm like, my social anxiety is triggered right off of that.
So you would do 300 person lecture classes.
Yeah.
And then you did those twice a week. And then you had a lab class where like you went to like smaller groups to like apply whatever you learned in lecture. And my lab classes had 40-ish people in there.
Yeah.
My first journalism class had more than 100 people in it.
Wow.
So in the very beginning, I had all these like big lecture classes. And the journalism school at USC, like they don't play. Like they like told us in that first journalism class, they're like, look, this is your like, I can't remember the name of the class, but like this is kind of like your intro to like the journalism
yeah.
program. And they're like, you have a track within this program, but we're going to teach you a little bit of everything.
Like, yeah.
Like if you are here for print, or like later they would have said this of like BizCom, like you will learn some PR and you will learn how to write. And that's why like my friends who are PR majors who graduated after me, they're like, yeah, my InDesign class is like, right. Yeah. So like everybody had touched that, but they were like, two things that you need to know about this. This intro class is a mile wide and an inch deep. We are going to touch so much stuff. It's going to feel overwhelming, but it's going to give you an overall feel for like what a mass communications degree feels
right.
like. And number two, they're like, look around because many of you will not be here at the end. So the journalism. Yeah. Oh yeah. They don't play. It's lots of people can get in. Not a lot of people finish because it is a rigorous program because it's a good school.
Sure.
They had a lot of like, you could only fail a core class once.
I was going to ask, did you have to have a certain GPA in your major? SCAD, if you had less than a 3.0, you could not graduate in your major, not minor or anything like that. In your major, if you had under a 3.0, you could not graduate. The reason for that was they felt strongly, if you have under a 3.0 in your major, this probably isn't the major for you.
Sure. So I didn't have a major GPA and a general GPA. I just had a GPA.
Yeah.
So instead the metric was, and also failing a class was below a C.
Yeah.
So like if you got a D in copywriting, which the copywriting class was one of the hardest classes to do.
Yeah.
Copywriting, copy editing was one of the hardest classes, to pass. You only got one show. Like if you got a D in it,
yeah.
You take it again and you don't get a C or higher, you're out. You pick a new major. You're out.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And there were several core classes like that, that they didn't play. Like they weren't here for that. And so that's part of what makes it a really good program is that like, they want to make sure you're very well-rounded and you're prepared.
Yeah.
And so they teach a lot of skill sets. So I had very large classes. I think my smallest class, I was thinking about this after we talked.
Yeah.
My smallest class was my capstone, or they called it a practicum, but like I worked at a newspaper on campus, like the student, not the student newspaper, but like it's its own class. Typically you do that your last semester. So normally you would do that when you're a senior, like the spring of your senior year, and you're not supposed to take any other classes. You're not supposed to have a job. You're supposed to just do this all
Yeah.
day. And normally it would have 30 to 40 people in it. I took it in the spring or in the fall. I took it like one semester early. So there were only 12 of us in there, and it was great. Cause like, I still stay in touch with some of
those, good.
12 people. I had to get special permission from the dean to take a studio class at night because it was the only way I was going to graduate. I worked on the weekend. So I broke both rules.
All of our classes were, I can't remember if it was 20 or 25, but it would not go over that. And then the way that we were structured, first off, SCAD was on quarters, not semesters. So
do you get a new class every quarter?
So every quarter you would do, I can't remember if it was two studios and one lecture, two lectures and one studio. I feel like it was two studios.
So you had three classes a quarter.
Three classes a quarter. You had to have special permission to have a fourth class. The reason for that is each of those classes is 2.5 hours long.
So,
and twice a week.
USC is similar, or at least the journalism program is, it was six.
Yeah.
Six is full. It's 18 credit hours.
Yeah.
Credit hours did not always equal how many hours you were actually there because my studio classes were incredibly long compared to like lecture classes. Anyways, it was 18 per semester. So it sounds like this.
Yeah.
So six classes per semester is the same thing as three per.
Right.
Three per quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also wouldn't do Friday classes.
I'm jealous of that.
So
I had an 8 a.m. Friday class my last semester of college and I had no choice. I had to do it or I wasn't going to graduate.
I was the weirdo, the shocker that I purposely picked the earliest Thursday class, and I would make sure because two of the days you would have two classes a day and the other day you'd have one. So I would always make sure I made sure of this. Monday and Wednesday, I had my two classes, but then Tuesday, Thursday, I would pick they used to not offer classes before 9 a.m. And then my last 2 years, they changed it to 8. And so I would always pick the 8 a.m. class so that Thursday by 11:30,
you're done.
I am done.
Good for you.
I'm heading over the Tybee. I'm going to the beach. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm off. It was a really nice setup.
Yeah.
The reason for that is SCAD brought in so many great speakers. And
so y'all did like speakers on like every Friday or just often on Fridays?
Often on Fridays. And it was a variety. So it wasn't necessarily like graphic design all the time.
Yeah. And well, that's good because you don't want to only hear about like your stuff.
And they were so good about bringing speakers in to the point of like looking back, I should wish I took better, more advantage of
it.
But I was
a
student.
On a Friday. You're a Tybee.
I'm a student. I'm over at Tybee. Sorry. And
sorry, not sorry.
But that was why. And also, if for any reason we need a makeup day,
yeah,
the makeup class day was always on Friday.
Huh.
So, but man, that 4-day work week, maybe that's why I enjoy freelance.
So I had every semester looked different. Because I also worked when I was in college. I worked 30 to 35 hours a week in a retail job all the way across town. I didn't work my freshman year, but I worked every other year. I was always trying to stack as much as my schedule as I could so I could work. One year I managed to get all my classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I would, my first class was at 8 and my last class ended at like 7:30 p.m. Yeah. I was on campus all day long. But then I could work. I think I worked Mondays and Fridays and I was off Wednesday. I don't know. I had it worked out and it was fine.
Yeah.
Well, so let me ask you this. This is something that anybody who went to USC, maybe not if you were in grad school, certainly if you were in undergrad, this was always the bane of my existence. I had all of these classes I had to take, right? So I have my core classes in the journalism program.
Yeah.
I have my minor through the art school. I have econ requirements that I have to take that are through the business school. I had my science classes were through a different like college.
Yeah.
So the biggest challenge with going to USC for undergrad for me was I had to sometimes find classes in 7 different colleges.
Oh.
And the schedules never made any sense. So like I ended up doing like having to do May semester and summer school.
Yeah.
I graduated with more credit hours than I actually needed.
Yeah.
But it's because I had to do weird stuff to check off, like to make sure I got my chemistry credit or whatever. And I walked in with like 6 college credits already.
I like that
on.
You needed a chemistry credit.
So let's get into this.
Yeah.
Can we tell you all the random stuff that I had to?
Well, ask me how many math and science
zero.
I needed.
Probably 0. SCAD, do they even teach science?
Yeah.
At SCAD?
SCAD required one. Again, at the time I went, this was way back when. So don't yell at me if they're
do they have
now.
A science professor at SCAD?
Yeah. So they said you have to take a science class.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember all the different sciences that there were, but I took psychology. That made the most sense.
That counted as a science?
It was a behavioral science class.
And so I had science requirements, and then I had social science requirements.
Let me ask you this. Why do I need chemistry as a graphic designer?
So let me tell you all the different classes I had to take to get a journalism and graphic design degree.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Please go.
Well, so first off, I walked in. I tested out of my language requirement. So
yeah.
You could test out of language. So I didn't have to take... I took 4 years of French in high school, so I just took it when it was still fresh in my mind. I tested out of 2 full semesters of math requirements.
Right.
So I didn't have to take like calculus or anything. And I walked in with English 1 and 2 credits already because I had AP. And I walked in with a psychology credit because I took AP psych. So I walk in with like, I don't know, 6 college credits.
Yeah.
Right. Still had to take summer school to get out on time.
It's ridiculous.
All right. So I had to take 2 chemistry classes. I could have taken biology instead, but I had to take a full year of chemistry. That was those big, like 300 person classes. One of my chemistry classes, the professor, I guess I can say this because I don't know who it is and I doubt he knows who I am. So it's fine. He usually taught like graduate students, like masters and doctors, and he was assigned to like a non-major undergrad class. And he was so grumpy about it. And he made that class so hard. It had like a 93% fail rate.
Well, yeah, he's probably sitting here like, I got a bunch of people who don't need to take chemistry, but they're required.
And they
to
don't
take
understand
chemistry.
What to do. And it was open notes and everybody still almost failed. It was awful.
This is my beef with some of these colleges.
Yeah.
Like, why are we wasting money on some of these credits? So we had the 1 science, 1 math,
the 1
one English, public speaking.
I want to look up.
Was required. That one, everyone should be required to take public speaking. I fully agree. Because that prepares you to be able to do critiques.
Do they have their professors listed on their website?
So we did that.
I want to see their 1 science professor. Yeah.
So we did that. And then, most of your lecture classes were going to be an art history class. We had to take an insane amount of art history classes.
So I feel like we have a lot we didn't even get into.
Yes.
Like Danielle, like I never took a packaging class in college and you're always horrified.
And I get mad when I have students that come to me that didn't take one. So right. I have feelings about it.
And I also would love to hear about your classes that taught you how to use the software because I didn't get any of those.
I also get mad when I have students that didn't learn this.
I do too. And I hired these students. So we're going to do a second episode about school. It's not going to be right after this one. We're going to do some other stuff, but we'll do a second episode about like the core differences of like an art school education versus like, what do you call this? Like a liberal arts
school? A big university.
A big old university. There's a lot of people at USC, which I love.
Yeah.
So anyway, so thanks for listening. Sorry we rambled till.
That's okay.
Actually, I'm not sorry.
No, you're not sorry. We're not sorry.
Danielle's got her finger out again. But thanks for listening and we'll talk to y'all next week.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Remember to follow us on Instagram @GhostBossPodcast. And also please like and review us on your favorite podcast app.